You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Across the country, legal residents wanting citizenship are waiting twice as long as they were 2 years ago for their applications to be processed. That's creating a backlog at a time when immigrants are increasingly nervous about their status. And in California, there just aren't enough affordable attorneys to help. KALW's Teresa Katsourilis joins one group of Bay Area lawyers trying to bridge that gap.
So I want to start first by getting a chance to get to know who's on the bus with us today. So maybe a quick show of hands for folks who have been on the Justice Bus before.
Jess Temple is kneeling on a sticky bus seat with a clipboard of papers. About 24 attorneys are staring back at her, quietly eating free granola bars and Valentine's Day candy.
Everybody else, welcome to your first Justice Bus. We like to kick stuff off with an icebreaker.
Jess is a staff attorney at One Justice, a nonprofit working to bring legal services to communities that need them. The Justice Bus is one of its most popular programs.
How many full-time legal aid lawyers do we think there are in the state of California? It's about 800. It's about one for every 16,250 Californians in need.
This legal desert gets even worse in rural communities. So One Justice came up with a novel solution. Recruit corporate attorneys from San Francisco's top law firms and tech companies, give them a crash course in immigration law, then stick them on a bus. Right now, we're lurching through traffic armed with color-coded packets.
Okay. So now what I'd love to do is grab our checklist that we have for naturalization from our blue folders.
This is phenomenally different from what I'm usually doing. This is nothing similar.
First-timer Justin Fish is sitting in the back of the bus by the window. He's an associate at Morrison & Forrester, a large corporate law firm, and this trip is personal for him.
I am an immigrant myself. I was 11 years old.
For him, becoming a citizen was easy. Justin's Canadian, his father's an American citizen. His clients today won't be that lucky, and Justin will only have a few hours to help them.
You have to really, as a representative, you know, gain their trust and imbue confidence that they should trust you with their story. They should trust you with what you're going to write down on that form. And that's difficult to do in the scope of a few hours.
The I-5 highway's green hills give way to Harley-Davidson dealerships as the Justice Bus arrives in Stockton.
All right, so we're just going to do a quick head count, Bismarck, before we get going.
Today, the attorneys are partnering with El Concilio, a nonprofit that provides legal aid and community programs in Stockton.
Take a seat, and probably in about 10 to 15, we'll start to let you know what your pairs are going to be, and folks can start to get organized around their tables as well.
Then the clients start filing in. It's a dark and rainy afternoon, but the waiting room is packed with nearly 30 people, more than expected. Most are Latino and have been legal residents for years. One family shows up with their 80-year-old mother and gently parks her wheelchair next to the nearest attorney. Several parents show up after work with their kids, who start patiently drawing cartoons on extra Know Your Rights worksheets.
Can I ask what you drew?
Oh, that's really cool. Who is that?
I don't know. I just drew someone.
Okay. She looks cool.
Sergio Relas is here with his wife. Like many people here, it took him and his One Justice lawyer about 3 hours to go through the paperwork.
Entonces no es difícil, pero...
The application used to be about 10 pages long. Now it's over 20, a change that happened during the Obama administration. The questions get pretty strange. Are you a polygamist? Have you ever committed genocide? Sergio was asked about every time he's left the country since he moved to the U.S., and he moved to the U.S. a while ago.
¿Cuántos años atrás?
Desde que entré a Estados Unidos.
¿Y cuándo?
Son 33 años.
33 años.
33 years. Then there are the application fees, more than $700. Sergio says he wants to become a citizen so that he can vote in the next election. He'll also feel safer. If we don't become citizens, he says, President Trump could send us back. There are very drastic changes happening in this country. Attorney Nelson Ibarra is overseeing today's legal clinic. According to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, applications have gone up since Trump took office. To Nelson, it's pretty clear why.
They're either being led by fear because of the current administration, and honestly, immigration is getting tougher.
Last fall, one justice sued the Trump administration over a growing backlog in citizenship applications. They claim immigration is allocating fewer resources, scrutinizing more applications, and denying citizenship to more people. Some advocates have even started referring to the naturalization process as a second wall.
And I would go even further and say something as akin to like a spiked wall, because it's not just that potentially a person can be denied their citizenship, right? If they make a mistake, they're not only going to be denied, but they're going to be taken away to their home country.
Justin Fish, the attorney who's riding the justice bus for the first time, he didn't have to go through any of this when he immigrated to the U.S. from Canada as a kid. By the time the last client leaves, Justin and his fellow attorneys have been working all day. So they're celebrating.
Can I ask what you're doing right now?
Drinking wine.
The lawyers traipse back to the bus, exhausted but happy. Some of the attorneys start to nod off, but Justin's thinking about his mom, who's lived in the U.S. as a legal resident for years without becoming a citizen.
I think that our immigration system as a whole is just so convoluted and so difficult to navigate that, you know, a lot of people just don't want to give it a go, and you can't blame them.
Now there's a sense of urgency. Justin mentions one of today's clients, a middle-aged man who's a legal resident, but...
The last time he came back into the country, he was detained for hours at the airport in Sacramento and had just gone to visit, you know, some family in Mexico, just like I'd visit my family in Canada. And I think that awakened him to the idea that his he really needed to focus on making sure he had the strongest rights possible. But fear is a big driver, and I think that really hit home today.
Justin says the experience energized him. He's getting ready to volunteer again. I'm Teresa Cotsarillas for Cross Currents.
Teresa is KALW's immigration reporter. Get in touch with her at immigration@kalw.org.